Welcome to the Arc City Radio B-Decoded show. I'm Chaba, your host for the next hour. Thanks Bob and Sudama to operate the show. And I'm going to talk about being compromised with the system. I think everybody is compromised with the system. If we want it, if we reject it, or if we are not conscious even that we are compromised by the system. But I think today, just to say, I quit the system and I go make my life somewhere in the world. I think one day you will be compromised with the system. Even the ones who survived for hundreds and hundreds of years in Amazonia, they are getting compromised with the system too. So what should we do to, what should we do simply to not anymore be compromised with the system? And there, of course, is we can talk about our body experience, being compromised with the system. But there is also our mind who is compromised with the system or not, if we want it or if we don't want it. The easy, I would say, the easy part that we can do is to not get compromised in our mind with the system. That includes like our everyday state of mind. And it's not easy, but everything happened in our mind. I think, still think that circumstances does not matter, only state of mind matters. If we see being compromised with the system as a problem, then of course there should be a solution. And what is the solution to not be compromised in our daily life with the system is to reject everything that comes from the system. But does this mean that we have to go back living in the caves, creating our old clothes and doing all like that? I don't think so. I think we have the right to use the stuff that is produced by other people. But like I talked already last week in the do not harm part, we have to know that if we buy cheap clothes, that some people will make cheap labor. They will work for almost free, that we can get cheap clothes. Cheap clothes are mostly also the ones who don't hold very long. That's why the hemp industry don't allow anything to do also, because the hemp clothing is just holding five times longer than a normal levis. I can also talk about myself, how I am in my daily life still compromised with the system. One part is the electricity. I think I will not even have the right to make as much electricity than I use in my everyday life. And I use a lot of electricity. I have to admit that. I'm not very low cost in this sense. But I think I use it. I live in a house that you need a lot of light. You need in every room, you need a couple of light that you can see something, because I don't have daylight. I live in a 500-year-old house that, again, because I'm compromised with the system, cannot change like I would like to change it, because they will come and mess up. I changed a lot in the house I'm living. It's not my house. It's my mother's house. And I changed everything what I could with wood. I didn't touch the walls. That for me was always forbidden, also because it is here for a reason. Yeah, the west side is protected with a 1.5-meter wall to keep the cold outside, and the warm that don't come inside. But it's not easy, because I have to heat a lot. I use almost over 20, at least last winter, I used almost 24 cubic meter wood to heat the house. Usually I use like 14 or 15. And also I don't have enough space to dry the wood. So I have to buy it. So again, I'm compromised with the system. If I would get it my own in the forest, I have to at least dry 2 years before I can burn it. If not, it's too wet, and I have to use it before 2 years. If not, the wood it's consume itself and don't give the same good heat. Another part where I'm compromised with the system is my car. I need to bring my kids to the school, where again I'm compromised because I don't have no rights for my kids. That is because of the legal structure that is done. If you are not married and you have kids, you have no right on it as father here in Switzerland. They have to go to the brainwashed school. They are also compromised. I'm compromised to stay where I am, where I can. No, I will continue to talk about my kids. They are compromised to be in that kind of school. But what I can do is not put more pressure than what they get already in the brainwashed school and every day, and make them realize that what is happening in the school and how they're going to judge my kids and how they put notes or punishment on my kids, that it simply don't count. I tell them that is just how they see it, what she is making in the school. But if you study a little bit the educational school system, you will see that you come out of the 9 year school and they know less than a chimpanzee. So I think they don't learn. So I teach my kids different stuff. I played chess with my 5 year old kid to start. She's interesting and she want to play. For her, it's still a game, but she have to learn how to make logic and to learn herself how to move the stuff around. Also in the garden, I show her a lot of things. And when I told her that Monday she had to go to school again, she gets sad. She gets sad because she don't want to get punished by teachers who want them to make certain things that in a, I would say is not important for a 5 year old child. If you talk about the school system, you ask anybody who didn't make any study after the school and just start to work, you start what you ask him what he still know from the school, writing, reading, and some basic calculation. Maybe some other stuff where he was more or less interested. But who say that we don't learn that out of school? Who say that we cannot learn to read and write and make the simple calculation and get interested in other things if we would not be for 9 years sitting on a bench and listen somebody who also just learned the stuff out of other books or of saying from other people. That is not knowledge, it's not experience, and if it's not experience there, how can get it knowledge? I think one part that is also very important is how we face the system, how we in what state of mind we face the system, because everything we reject will attack us straight up, mirror, mirror. And therefore we can do our part to not get in that compromised state of mind, to be a slave of the system. Free ourselves already in our mind is, I would say, the most easy thing to do. Because as long as we are healthy, we have something to eat and we have something to sleep where it's not too cold. I think more than that, it's just experience. The system, of course, holds us back from a lot of things that we could do. I'm more in a logic that if we have all these resources on the planet Earth, it's because we can share it with everybody, and not only the 1% to get all the profit out of it. And therefore, we could have transportation. We could have, if it's not free energy, we can have at least way more cheaper energy to live in the daily life. Same for the car, for the pollution, for the whole thing. We have this kind of solutions. Where I'm also compromised is with food, of course. We start now to build a garden and make as much food by our own as we can. But there is some stuff in cold countries like here, you just cannot grow. Yeah. And it is not easy to really make self-sufficient 100%. Therefore, we need more stuff also around, maybe also from other people. And I talked last week about the community, to build also the community in a way that neighbors are not like the enemies anymore, but they are the partners. They are partners of the co-creation of your community. And if you get organized a little bit, so you can help out the and I think already with like 10 houses who you can grow stuff around, you can already feed your whole community. Of course, maybe you will not have banana or the exotic fruits all year round. But anyway, the most vitamins are in the vegetables that are growing right now on the place where you are. That is the best you can get for your own health. Myself, I'm also compromised because I have to live far from my wife. My wife is also compromised because she is in the same situation than me with kids that are compromised to go in a brainwashed school, living the half time with somebody who don't really understand what life is. Also because he was compromised through the past. Education and how you grow up is how you're going to build your illusionary reality or not. That is always like, but the education part of everybody, I think, have a lot to do. All what we had in our past, we compare it to create a possible future. So that is for everybody. If somebody had more open space and was able to ask questions to their parents without they saying this is a stupid question. I think, but still, we are compromised because already our parents was compromised. And in a way, we are getting more and more compromised in a way that we don't really know what is going on. Even if we think we know what is going on, after a while, you just know more. We know about how the system is really created. More we know that we are compromised, everybody, even if we don't want it. Our daily life is still not our own choice in all situations. And therefore, I think we just can do the best. I think a lot of people just do what they can, and more we can't. Also, we just can make what we can right now, and we cannot say tomorrow we do something, maybe we will not be able to do it. So we can decide what we are doing right now, but we cannot project any actions in the future and be 100% sure that it will really happen like that. That also goes in a way of projecting stuff, expecting stuff, because if it's expectation, there is deception. If we let it flow, then you can get surprised with what can arrive. But if you have expectation that the things are really have to happen in a certain way, then deception will not be far around there too. I think we also, at least if we are self good with ourselves, if we are good in our mind, we also can help other people. And therefore, sometimes it's just to say something, help out. I get helped because suddenly when I was in my bankruptcy, I really had nothing anymore. I didn't have any money for electricity. I didn't have any food. I didn't have any gas to bring the kids to school again. And I know that if I don't bring the kids to school again, I don't see them. That is as it is here. I have no rights on it, and I will get blamed for any time I will not bring them to school. For the moment, I'm the one who bring them more on time in school than the other time when they are not with me. And so I'm not really scared about that. And also, for me, it's not really a problem that they are in that brainwashed school because they see also the difference. I can show them different part, what is, like I call it, the universal law, moral law. This is makes sense. This don't make sense. When the heart say this is not correct, then it's always to question it. What is going on? I tell my kids to not worry about not the punishment, not the notes they get, and not the vibes or the non vibes or the bad vibes they get around. And that is almost everything what I can do. But I see it works at least on a certain part that they know that they will not get from me also like the whole pressure they get already through the whole school system. I try to put no pressure on them at all. Maybe too much. Maybe I let them having too much choices. And I'm work on it. The kids for me are very great teachers. I would say from the one I learned the most. Because they see the world in a simple way, and life is simple. Life should be simple. We're gonna play a little song, and this one is Solidarity from my previous band Moonrises. And yeah, it says all. Solidarity.
Less and less, less and less. Solidarity, boy, less and less. Less and less. It's the time to take care of each other.
Vibration. This is a public health announcement. Cannabis cures cancer.
Back on Be Decoded, about compromise with the system. I hear that we even have people from Netherlands on the show. Welcome to the Arc City Radio. Same thing on the Arc City Radio. We are compromised too, to using different tools that we maybe not wish to use, and being limited on certain functionalities or certain things to have free players. Of course, we wish to put a donation jingle between each show, but we know that our listeners are probably same as we, broke. So we go on with what we can, and I think a lot of efforts are done on the Arc City Radio, and that is the most important. I think the most important is to take action in certain parts, in certain things, do what we can. Being compromised to pay our internet bills, to be able to communicate with people around the world, is maybe only a choice, but it's a choice to get compromised and to find the guy who sell you the best offer to the most little price. I didn't have any choice here. I had a phone line. I live here since 22 years, and the phone line was only installed 4 years ago. And there was usually they are obliged to put the phone line in every house in Switzerland. And I didn't get it. So I didn't have internet. I didn't have phone. I had only a cell phone. I've had a cell phone since 93. And you cannot even imagine the phone bill, because still now we don't have any reception for the mobile phone. So anytime you get the call, you have to go outside in the snow or even call back because you missed the call. So I had huge phone bills, so huge that in the end I just say, no, I didn't pay this thing anymore. And this company made that I'm broke. And if you look at your phone bill, or if at least here in Switzerland, if you look at phone bills, your name is written in Captis Diminuto Media. That means your family name is written in capital letters and your name is written normal. That means you lose the half of your right, because you signed this kind of phone bills. They can take you the half right away. Status, they let you the family right, but they can come into your house and take a note down what you have and say, this one we're going to sell, this one we're going to sell. Of course, I don't have any stuff that is very much value. So they walk out with nothing. But today I'm bankrupt. I don't even know what this really means. I don't care because anyway, the system never did anything for me. My school, I was in a private school. I was very lucky. My parents worked in that school. Therefore, I could go free in the school. When I came out, I made my music over 20 years. I promote my country and my city all over the world. And didn't get any money, any support, nothing. I had a band. Usually you get support, and but we never. Over 20 years, every year we send in like the applications to get some support money for the music, but never we get. So we did it just ourselves. We print our plaquettes our own. We put them up our own. And therefore, we made what we could do. Myself, the only time I take, I try to get some social support. They told me they cannot give me social support. I have to go to the unemployment thing. Of course, on the unemployment office, they told me that they cannot give me any support because I didn't learn anything in their system. No, I didn't learn anything in their system. I didn't finish. I never made I don't know how to say a work. I never learned a work or something. I learned all by myself. I'm a sound engineer. I play a couple of instruments. I use the computer. I program. I make websites. I learned to make the aquaponic. Thank you, Bob Backyard. And learn much on internet, much through experience. I was farmer, and now I'm more a backyard farmer than a farmer itself. But I think soon I will also work with animals again. My wife is just learning to be with, to handle different animals. Because also she is compromised to get to work and to stay in far away from me, and it's not always easy. It's definitely not always easy, because I think if you want to create a family and be on a certain place, but we choose that. We choose to be there where our kids are, and they have to be, and give them at least the support we can give them morally. Because financially, we are not like the ones who can give them a toy every or a happy meal every day. Anyway, makes them not happy. What they need is our time and our love and our support. That is how we can make that they suffer less in that compromised situation, as we are too. But morally, it's very difficult for everybody, I think. I think even if the ones who think they are completely free from the system, I would like to know how they do it. Because just ignore that things is going around. And we also have to admit that we are compromised fully by the system. We can, like I say in the beginning of the show, you can go anywhere you want in the world. If it's not the system, any official agent who come over to look for you, it will be the pollution. And therefore, we also compromise to leave again our place that we build somewhere, in, even if it's nature and we are fully autonomous with food and living, maybe energy or anything. Therefore, we just can do our best. We just can be who we are and try to stay positive in the mind. I think that is the most important, because anytime we face some difficulties, if we get in fear or in struggle or stress, we are not able to think from our left right brain. So our left brain just react and act as it learned through the past. So no other possibilities are around than the ones that you learn in your childhood or in a young age, or depends how much time you took to free yourself from parenting, because we also have to say the system is like a parenting extension. That's why they also make you pay once you are away from the parents. You have to be next parents is just the system, and that is already a part for a lot of people who they cannot release their parenthood. It's just the next parenthood. It's like from cage to cage. I don't say that parents are always a cage in a way, but it's parenting and somebody who tell you how you have to manage your life. I think I was with 16, I dropped out, and I was independent from saying not 100% independent from the parents. I think as long as you have some contact with your parents, they always support you. If it's not morally, they support you. It's of course in not all the cases, but if you have a let's say a friendly relationship with your parents, they're going to support you if they can. Of course, they are not able to, because they are also compromised again. Maybe I have to count myself for a lucky person who had support from my parents, but also through the choice they did where they want to work. Because where they work, they support me until my 25th year to make a music school. So I was able to learn some stuff about music, even if in the school they didn't really knew what I want to learn, because I had to tell them what I want to learn. I didn't want to go there and they tell me what I have to learn. I want to know how I can make my songs better, how I can to understand different stuff in the music theory and all that that thing. But they just want me to read the notes and to shut up. Also, in that school, they say that you have to make more theory than practice. Like, was 5 hour theory and 1 hour practice. That is not musician. That is brainwashing again. And as soon as I start to dream about notes, I stop the school, because I lost a lot of my abilities to really feel the music instead to think about the music. I could not listen to music without analyzing everything: bass, keyboard, drum, horns, vocal, keyboards. Everything I had to analyze all the time. It was impossible to just enjoy music for me. I need almost 2-3 years to get away from that, because this was really the brainwash I had from the school to analyze the music instead to enjoy it and get back to the basics. I always ask people who didn't knew anything about music what they think about music, because they was able to say if a song was good or not. I was not able to say if a song was good or not. I could say if the song was good played, good arranged, good composed or anything, but I could not say this is a good song, because my feeling was just gone. All was in my left brain implanted to, if I hear music, that I have to listen to this and that and this and that, analyze the rhythm, the speed, the harmony, the everything. And that was very boring, because I could not sleep if somebody listened to some music, even was far away. If I hear just a little bass line, I had to analyze it all the time. That is very boring for music. And with the time, it came back. Today I feel the music again, I can say, yeah, but I also can analyze it. So it was not for nothing to go through this kind of process. We're gonna play another song, is To Those, and this will just announce the next part of being compromised with other people.
This is a public health announcement. Cannabis cures cancer.
With a mouthful of bloodshot, to those who sing me song flat, to those who think me bad as a black cat, those who claim so loud they're a big shot, who strike to post drink until midnight, comes to the show spitting, starting up a fight, to those who don't ever wanna go out, stuck to the couch, even scared in their own house, to all the ones spitting all the hate, giving thanks for giving me strength, cause every word that you say about me is a stone in my castle, is a step on me enemy. Give me energy, be my melodies, on stage I told my stability. One depend on how much you talk, that's why you suck the couch, I'm on the walk. So I take the negative, turn it to positive, learn my lessons, don't be too sensitive. There are many ways to deal with them fool, this is my way, follow me if you choose to. To all the ones spitting all the hate, give me thanks for giving me strength, cause every word that you say about me is a stone in my castle, it's a step for me and a man.
Oh no. aim is to be a top chat. To those who chain me with a contract, to those who trick me with some magic. Lawyers, corporate crooks, follow me soundtrack. To those who believe life is a combat, music business is under attack. To those who lost faith in the real art build, artificial stars for us to look up. To all the ones spitting all the hate, give me thanks for giving me strength. Cause every word that you say about me is a stone in my castle, it's a step on me and I'm
Dark City Radio, Be Decoded show, and we're talking about compromised with the system. Being compromised with the system also means being compromised with other people. And this is, I think, a very important part, because the system always presents itself through people, agents, offices, letters that you have to answer or that you receive. Your boss, maybe friends who change, friends who disappear, new friends that arrive. And I have to say, I lost a lot of friends since I stopped making music, and even more when I start to talk out and start to say what I really think. For a long time, I did not talk about all these things, even if it was more like my hobby beside the music to debunk the Babylon system and all this. There was very few persons I talked to about this thing. I put it in my music because that was the way I saw that it was a way... not very aggressive, and but the message went through. Like myself, I experienced on myself that I was listening to Bob Marley and I knew exactly what he was talking about, even if I did not knew one word of English. But when I get the translations, I was word by word. I knew what he was singing in the songs, and therefore I knew if I make songs and I put the message in it, the people will get it. And I saw changements around people who was in the band or was listening for a long time to the music. They get it. I have to say this, it worked. It didn't work for everybody, but not everybody listened to my music like the whole day and whole nights. But it worked. Only with Rise Up, I think it made something, because the intention in the music goes to the subconscious, straight up. Subconscious is like a sponge. If you if there is something around, the subconscious will always get it, even if your conscious will not get it. Because even if somebody says something to you, you need 1.5 seconds until it comes really to your brain. The subconscious get it straight up immediately. So if you tell somebody who is not really conscious what is going on and he is laughing out, it's his subconscious that answered. That means his subconscious was already told that this, what he gonna say, is a funny thing. So it's the subconscious that It's like you say, you can make the test with anybody. You ask him where he work, in that supermarket or in that mall or in that office, and you say, this office is a conspiracy. And if he laugh out straight up, you know that it comes from the subconscious. If you say, maybe he know already a little bit, and you say, McDonald's is a conspiracy. And he will not maybe not laugh, because he already get the information from somewhere and was maybe not that funny that the food is poisoned and so on. So that is a good test to make with people who react from the subconscious and people who already study different things where the conscious, the thought is already processed. If you come back with being compromised with people, that is also the guys who went here to watch all my stuff in the house, in my bankruptcy stuff. I opened the door, welcomed them. First thing, I asked them if they want to have a coffee, and I explained them everything, everything about the system, about how it works. And I say, you know, what you're processing here, it's exactly the same what happened in Cyprus. That was exactly the moment where Cyprus. And they say, hey, not only Cyprus, is in whole Europe. So already they know, they see how the system and the people are compromised with things. And even they are the ones who just want to make some money to feed their family and to keep their house. Their intention itself is not bad. So they just represent the system because they get a job in the system, and they was told that this is a good job and you a stable job and you can get this job for a long time, and they cannot take you out. Everything what is official here in Switzerland is like you cannot throw them out of the door. That is, they work for the government and they have their whole life they have their job. So even the policeman, even the army guys, that's why all they can answer is aggression, but they cannot answer to happy people. So in any circumstances, even if I take the phone and I call like for my bankruptcy again, I call them and ask them questions. But if they start to say, I'm sorry, then you can interact, because they are not allowed to be sorry for your situation and keeping the same job. And that is always when they start to tell me, like the phone company who cannot turn on the phone again because I didn't pay this 20 euros of bill, they cannot say sorry. My bank, when during the bankruptcy, when they just cut my access to my account because the government asked them to do so, they are not allowed to say sorry. If they really would be sorry, they would just quit their job. And that is what we can say. Without being aggressive, without being something, but if they come and excuse their action towards you, you have all the arguments to tell them, no, you cannot be sorry for what you are doing to me. Do your job, be proud of your job, be conscious of your job, and know what you're doing. Educating even the policeman, you ask them if they know that a person is not a human, but a corporation and just a fiction. We can educate them. But if we come with aggression and if we are not nice with this, because they are humans too. If they would not be a little bit human, they would be dead. Their heart would not work anymore. And I think we are still able to see who is an android or who is a real human. I think even if they say that the technology is very advanced and surprisingly we are going to transformation to what was the guy, Frankenstein, in a new Frankenstein technology age where you can replace everything you want on your body. I don't talk about that. I just talk about that. I think we still know if we talk to human or not. because they are also compromised. That is the same thing. We are all compromised in certain situations, more or less conscious, and more or less conscious, and also we choose to be compromised. A lot of people, they ignore what is really going on. Others, they don't want to know it. They prefer to ignore the reality. Sometimes when I talk with people and I start to explain them what is really going on, they say they know something is going on, but they are too scared to know it. Huh. That is interesting part too. So they are scared of the truth. This is like, yeah. I have a little issue to understand that, because I want to know truth, and since all the time, and maybe I was also on a place where you had to be real with people, and yeah, if you are not real, like in the music, you cannot fake, you cannot go on stage in a band and rehearse like a couple of times a week and invest yourself. You're too exposed on stage, so you cannot fake your motivation to be in a band or not. After you can arrange your way to be with the band and the whole situation and everything, to like, I know that these guys, my musicians, some of them, they didn't told me what they think about me, but they prefer to stay in the band with a guy they think it's just stupid what he is saying, but because the band was big and they was playing on big stages, they just stay. But as soon as they was out, I was the big asshole. And that happened a couple of times. And in this way, I can't say, okay, if they think I'm an asshole, that is okay. But why they stayed so long in the band and think the same? So that is a choice. So therefore, they was not really compromised. I didn't enslave them to play with me on stages in front of thousands of people. But they choose to be, in a way, unreal. Of course, a lot of musicians I had, they stay also a long time. And in the beginning was more the personal motivation. And in the end was maybe more the financial aspect and the status they become as musician when they played in the band we had. I learned very much through, since I stopped the music, I learned very much about in what kind of fiction I was also living myself. To think that that you can work with different people that have different thoughts about and different motivations was maybe to come to my goal further. But finally, it was not 100% do not harm neither. The most important part always, I think, is how we look at things. And therefore, we are the only master of ourselves, of our way, how we see things. And the positive way of things give us way more tools to handle this compromised life with the system. It only can make it easier, but it will not solve it. Therefore, at least not having fear, not let the stress from the system get over ourselves. In the situation, personal situation we have with people around us. Staying positive is really the most important part. And therefore, we will end the show with a song that calls Good Vibes, and we see us next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to Dark City Radio, Bob, and Sudama, to run the show. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
good? What's about the good life? What's about the good? What's about the good life? What's about the good? What's about the good life? No crazy friends, just that vibes, feeling every day. Good.